Sal here, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today I chat to Sadiq Jain. He is the co-founder and CEO of Qubit, based in Bangalore. So Qubit is a mobile application which lets you collect content from any source in one place. It makes it easy to organize and share. Really cool. So the team raised seed funding from Axel Partners and Helion Venture Partners with a product demo, not an actual product. Interesting stuff. So we talk about how we got started, launching it and marketing apps, and useful advice on dealing with those negative app store reviews. So please enjoy the show. Hello, Sartak.
Hi.
Great to speak to you. Tell me a bit about Qubit, please.
Sure. So Qubit is a product. It's a mobile app where we're trying to get it's making communication easier. It's allowing you to have multiple different apps in one place.
Yeah.
So typically on, let's say, Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, you would share a link, and that link would just appear as a link, and if somebody's receiving it, they'd have to open it inside a browser or a different app.
Yeah.
What we do is we take the native experience of that application and bring it inside Qubit. So it makes sharing much better. The experience is much better for the sender as well as the receiver.
Excellent. What inspired you to do this?
So there was this one thing we noticed where people use the same communication platform,
yeah,
but they all use different feeds. So some people use Instagram, some people use Pinterest, some people use Quora, and between, you know, all of the people we knew, everybody had a different feed they were looking at to discover content, and there was no good way to share content between these people. We thought, why not solve that problem?
And when did you start this, and how's it going so far?
So I think we started in about September 2014,
yeah,
and we've only launched the product in about January 2016.
Right.
So quite a bit of time was spent in development of the product.
Okay. And can you share any stats? I mean, how many downloads have you had?
Yeah.
Monthly active users, etc.
Right. I think we're about 7.5k users at the moment. We'll probably be about 10k at the end of the month.
Excellent. Cool. And who's your core audience, when you say? Who are you specifically appealing to?
At the moment, it's equally distributed between India, the US, and Europe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's fairly wide. We have users in 77 countries, even though it's a fairly small number of users. They're spread across all over the globe.
Mm-hmm.
A target demographic would be somebody in the age group of between 20 to 30 who's fairly technologically savvy. We're only on Android at the moment, so it has to be an Android user.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who's really into tech and tech products.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the users we have at the moment are sharing things like Product Hunt, Kickstarter, Reddit, Hacker News. So it's a very tech savvy and tech-focused community.
Mm-hmm. So at the moment, this is on Google Play only, is that correct?
Yes, it's not on iOS.
Mm-hmm. And is there any plans to go onto iOS?
So I think it'll be another 3 to 4 months before we're on iOS.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan to hit about 30k users on Android before we'll sort of go for the iOS version.
Cool. So in terms of this time next year, I mean, how many sort of downloads do you think you'd get?
I think we should be 100k plus.
Mm-hmm.
Anything beyond that, we don't know, but 100k plus should be there.
Cross fingers, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how will you make money out of this? Is there any sort of how to monetize the app?
So, if you look at, so there's this product called Slack. I don't know if you...
Yeah.
So, what Slack essentially does for the enterprise, we want to do for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea behind Slack is that make communication easy between your team. So, you're basically able to share your context,
mm-hmm,
which means if, you're looking at a Google Doc, you can share it with your colleagues and they can comment on it. It allows you to share your context. And what that does is, while you're sharing context with folk, a lot of the data gets then embedded into the platform.
Mm-hmm.
So we expect people to be sharing a bunch of things on Qubit, and over time, most of their lives will start getting embedded inside Qubit. So it's essentially a data play. We want to make money from the data and the personalization possibilities that's there from Qubit. So like Slack's monetization model is, it stores data beyond 10,000 messages and charges you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want data beyond 10,000, you end up having to pay Slack. So we want to have a similar kind of model.
I mean, how big do you want to go with this? Obviously, you mentioned Slack. I mean, do you want to be as big as Slack?
So I mean, again, fingers crossed. We don't know where we'll end up, but right now it's we're building something cool and we're having fun doing it. So
okay, cool. You said you're having fun. What's been the most sort of fun thing so far?
So the team is very data driven and data oriented. So all of the people we've hired, mm-hmm. I think the largest draw to them for Qubit has been the fact that we deal with vast amounts of data. Uh-huh. Per user, we get about, like, to begin with, we have about 1,000 data points on the kinds of content they like. Uh-huh. And nobody has this kind of data except, companies like Google and Facebook. Uh-huh. So no startup has that huge quantity of data per user. And I think that's been really fun working with that uh-huh. Size of data.
Excellent. I mean, did you think it was going to be, this successful when you first started?
We're fairly early days, so I don't think it'll be. I don't think it's fair to call it successful yet. But let's see where this takes us.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I mean, what would you say was the biggest challenge so far in launching the company?
The market is fairly mature in this segment, and in general in the communication platforms. So when WhatsApp came in, like early or late 2000. In the 2010 kind of time frame, the market wasn't really it didn't have too many messengers at that time, mm-hmm. and now user expectations are really high, so they don't tolerate bugs. Mm-hmm. WhatsApp was very buggy for its first 100,000 users. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's acceptable for us. So I think getting the product to work really efficiently and getting it working 99.9% of the time has been a challenge, and we're not there yet. So mm-hmm. We're just constantly iterating on getting the product to work very, very efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Let's talk about you then. What's your background then?
Sure. So me and my co-founders, we were studying at IIT Gandhinagar, mm-hmm. which is a university in Gujarat, India. Mm-hmm. And we're doing engineering there. And that's when we sort of decided that let's work on a startup together. So that was our first startup. We were doing location-based services. Uh-huh. So right out of college, we started. We've been together since then. So this is now, you can call it our second company.
Okay, cool. And what's it like being a CEO?
So I don't think you become a CEO unless you have 30-plus people in an organization. Uh-huh. Before that, it's just it's more or less like a college project. Okay. I don't think anything has changed. But you're more focused on the product as opposed to the organization. Uh-huh. When you become more focused on the organization, I think that's when you typically end up becoming the CEO. Right now, just a title that doesn't mean much.
Okay, excellent. I mean, what would you say was the vision of the company?
Aggregating personal data. So I think Google has the vision of aggregating all of the world's data. Uh-huh. We have the vision of aggregating each individual user's content in one place. Uh-huh. So I think similar vision, but with a slight difference on what the quantity is.
Yeah. And what excites you most about working on this project?
We think that, when more and more devices come in, so let's say right now you have your phone, but sooner or later you're going to have a watch, you're going to have a connected mirror, you're going to have a connected car. And at that time, having 100 apps on that device is going to be very difficult. Mm-hmm. So you'll want the experience of having all of those in one place. And as device proliferation, happens, we expect us to become more and more relevant. So that future is really exciting.
And I believe you raised some funding. Is that correct?
Yes. So we've raised money from Accel Partners and Kibia Venture Partners. Mm-hmm. The amount hasn't been disclosed, but we've raised money in December 2014, and we'll probably be looking to raise a round of funding soon.
Okay. So I was on the website, and basically you raised the money on the back of a PowerPoint presentation?
More or less, yeah. Yes. More or less on the back of a PowerPoint presentation. The investors really liked the team and the fact that we've been working on this together for quite some time, and the fact that the potential was really large. You don't have too many technology companies coming out of India, uh-huh. so the investors were also really excited about that.
Okay, cool. And so what would you say the critical sort of big milestones that you need to achieve over the next year?
The kind of metrics we measure are obviously users, but we also look at engagement and how many times people are coming back and opening the app. Mm-hmm. So the kind of metric we measure is daily by monthly, mm-hmm. so which means the number of daily users you have by the number of monthly users you have.
Yeah.
And I think that metric should be closer to 50%. So, you know, people are opening the app every second day. So that's the kind of engagement you want. Mm-hmm. So that will be good to achieve. And the other one is when people are referring their friends. So if you can get a metric where, you know, everybody is referring at least one person, one other person, and you sort of have a viral app and you can have really good growth with the application. So
Do you actually get involved with the app marketing as well?
Not at the moment. So most of our growth has been viral. At the moment, we just posted on places like Reddit, Quora, Medium, Hacker News. So most of the installs have been through that. Mm-hmm. But at some point in time, yes, we will have to look at app marketing.
But what's been the best platform so far to get people to try?
I think Reddit has been most successful for us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what advice would you give to like startups about growing and marketing an app?
I would say it's good to be able to engage with an audience and find out what they like. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to deliver a value proposition that sort of meets their interest. So find, you know, if there is a Reddit thread where people are talking about something and you have a value proposition which sort of matches that, I think that's a good place to go and get users. Mm. So your early audience really matters. And if you can get close groups of people who engage with each other on an offline basis as well, then that really helps with growth.
How crucial is App Store optimization? Is it still, you know, the big thing?
Beyond, I think, 20-30K users, that's the only way to sort of grow, apart from the viral growth. So beyond 30,000 users, if you're looking to do something, I think App Store optimization is probably the only thing you can really do, apart from paid installs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I mean, how do you deal with, like, negative reviews? You know, someone gives you, like, 1 out of 5 after you spent, long hours working on the product. How do you react?
I think those are the most important, because the people who are happy with your product are going to continue using it, but the people who are unhappy with it, those are the people you want to convert, because if you want growth, you're going to have to eventually convert those people. So it's actually really exciting when we hear feedback from people who are saying they don't like something. It's also almost, we can't test everything, so it's really great when people in the community test it and they're willing to give you feedback saying something doesn't work. So really, actually, we're more excited by negative reviews than positive ones.
Cool. I mean, in terms of app development, then, is it easier to develop for iPhone than Android, or is it the other way around, in your opinion?
We actually update our Play Store like once a week, which is not possible on the iOS platform, because they take almost a month to review. So your deployment cycles become 4 times slower. So it's better to build on Android from that sense, because you can keep iterating and changing much faster.
I mean, do you have any like mentors helping you, or it's you and your co-founders?
So our investors are really good mentors. We probably picked them for that reason. And I think we spend like at least once a week, we're sitting and brainstorming with them about how to change the product, what are the next steps and how to go forward.
Is there anything that sort of keeps you up at night? Any issues that keep you up at night?
I think bugs mostly. So if you know there's a bug, you know the fact that there's quite a few people who are using the app, and probably every second somebody's facing a bug or the other. So every bug that's there in the app that you know about haven't fixed, probably that keeps you up at night.
Okay. And who are your business heroes?
Probably Jeff Bezos for, you know, just the number of people's lives he's touched. Elon Musk, because of the kind of crazy cool things, and Larry Page for being like a super visionary. So yeah, probably those three.
What's the future of the company?
So you know, the next thing will be first hit this 10,000 user mark, then hopefully grow it organically to about 30K. In the meantime, we'll probably do some fundraising, and then after that go for the iOS version of the app, and then really push on with just growth. So not too much product development is going to happen in that time frame, but more and more just scaling, you know, technology scaling the product to support more and more users.
So do you have any advice for anyone launching a mobile app?
Launch early as fast as possible and then quickly keep iterating. So I think that would be the most important.
So last question for people who want more information on Qubit, what must they do?
Okay, so just write to us at info@qubit.io or download the app. We have a way for you to talk to the team through Qubit itself. So probably the best way.
Okay, Sartak, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Much appreciated. Bye now.
Okay.
That's our attack, and if you'd like to know more, you can go to the website qubit.io. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. Just search for The Indian Startup Show on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocketcast, Downcast, Instacast, Podkicker, and Apple TV. If you have any feedback on the show, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or you can tweet me @IndianStartupSH, or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. We'd love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.